Well, we had a great bit planned for the beginning of the show, but Adam ruined it.
What?
We actually got that little boy with the messed up head.
Fucked up. Yeah.
He's here right face. Now. We might as well just have
that
him.
Kid that looks like, you know.
Yeah, we said we should.
His mom's birth canal was a pile of cinder blocks.
That shit happens. People get fucked up faces if their mom's pussies are too tight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
His parents named him after the worst Batman, and look what happened.
No.
What?
How
get
dare
you?
You're trolling.
No, he's the worst Batman.
No,
what do you mean?
That was a cool Batman.
Best Batman, Bale? Christian Bale.
Okay.
Second best Batman, the cartoon one. The one from the comic
That's
books.
Fair. Okay.
The original Batman.
Okay.
That's
all
the
right.
second one.
Adam West?
No, the no, no, no. actual comic Batman.
Oh. What about animated series?
That one's third.
Damn, I put that over.
Animated series was dope.
Number four is Bat Kid, who turns out also racist.
Really?
People found that out recently.
He beat cancer and then
he beat leukemia and now he's beating white genocide. The two greatest scourges.
Wow. We should have let him die. Yeah.
Interesting.
What if that was the take? Is that like Bat Kid happens now and like the whole town comes together and they're like, wow, we found out that Bat Kid's dad, you know, said Beaner in 1993 at a fucking drive-thru in Tallahassee. And they're like, it's time for Bat Kid to die.
And then we execute him. We shoot him in the head. We don't even,
yeah.
we don't even wait
Chris
for
Brown,
cancer.
Chris Brown is like, yeah, you know, I just wanted I wanted to wish death on this child, but like the fucking, did you see Chris Brown was like, he like rescinded his support of Keaton or whatever.
Good.
Which is like, you like beat women.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, I know.
You're
I know.
Like one of the most reprehensible
yeah, but
fucking
black women.
I know they're asking. For it,
it stays within his race,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Yeah.
So he sort of has a respect, I guess, in some ways for them for
I
what
guess.
They do.
I guess.
Which then maybe he should have kept his support.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
You ever think of that?
Well, that's he doesn't like Keaton because he knows no matter how hard he punches, he wouldn't be able to fuck his face up any more than it already is.
That's true.
That's what Chris Brown resents about Keaton.
He looked better.
Is that he reminds him of all of his girlfriends towards the end of a relationship. Like, damn. You know?
Fuck, yeah.
It's like when you get like a really nice dessert at a restaurant and then you take a couple bites and it fucks the whole thing up.
Mm.
You don't even want to eat it anymore because of the presentation.
Well, I've never experienced that in my life.
Oh, yeah, you haven't. But Chris Brown has. When you take a beautiful woman,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Oh, you're calling eating a couple spoonfuls of dessert. You're saying that's like hitting a woman a
couple
times.
Well, it's a dessert. It's what you do after sex.
You know? Oh, God.
You bust, right?
Yeah,
the
sure.
stages of sex. We all took health class.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Step one, pull down your pants
mm-hmm.
in the middle of the bus.
That's right.
Step two, insert yourself into a woman's face.
Okay.
Step three, bust. Step
oh.
four, a little bit of ice cream sundae. You know what I'm saying? You fucking just give her a
click.
I'm trying to do the click with my tongue. There you go. There you go.
Okay.
Yeah, just a couple.
So every time you have sex, that's what happens?
Yeah. So there's a man like beating the shit out of a woman on the bus after fucking her face, and then some boy's crying, and the mom's like, son, that's just sex. That's people
when two people
sex.
Love each other very much.
Yeah. And that young boy was Keaton, and then he
oh,
grew
man.
Up to explain that situation. That's just how they fuck in their culture. And everyone in school's like, that is the most racist shit I've ever heard. And he's like, why would you bully me for being different? For having a misunderstanding as to how people fuck in those communities.
In those communities. I like the idea of Keaton as like the second generation racist where it's like benevolent. It's like,
yeah.
they don't know any better.
Yeah, he yeah. was raised that
yeah,
way.
Yeah, yeah. No,
yeah.
no, I mean, that's his take on black people.
Oh,
they
yeah.
They don't
yeah.
know any better.
Yeah.
yeah,
yeah.
Yeah.
Well, a lot of people were defending, like Patton Oswalt was like, Keaton didn't choose the parents he had, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's like, yes, he did. He was an angel in heaven.
That's right.
That's right.
And, him and Colton Burpo were deciding which boy was going to be the racist one with the fucked up face and which one was going to come back to meet
mm-hmm.
Jesus. And they chose.
Wow.
You know?
That's true.
If you say he didn't choose, then, well, guess what? You're not a very good Christian, Patton Oswalt.
Mm-hmm. And that would devastate him if he heard that.
That would ruin his career if people
yeah.
found out.
If people found out he wasn't a
if
Christian.
If people found out that Patton Oswalt was a non-believing Christian.
Wow.
Oh, my God. When's the last time you guys went to a place of worship?
What do you mean, like checkers?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it was checkers rallies.
Yeah.
Hardee's.
About a year and a half ago. I got a Big Buford. Big Buford sounds like when you get a blowjob while taking a dump.
Mm, that's what it should be. Instead of a Blumpkin.
Yeah. It should be called a Big Buford.
That is true, dude.
Yeah.
That's the way a fucking trucker named Buford gets sucked off.
I just got
off.
A Big Buford on the bus, a.k.a. having sex.
Oh, you also shit every time?
And then a nice ice cream sundae.
Oh, that's part of it, too.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. The vanilla glaze, I get that.
Going to
and the chocolate.
I just don't understand fucking. Why would you bully somebody just for taking a dump in the middle of the bus while fucking a girl's face and then beating the shit out of her? Just because somebody has sex different than you doesn't give you the right to make their life worse.
Damn. Yeah, that is, honestly.
Yeah, I don't support Keaton, but I would support a little kid named Beaton. You know? Beaton off?
How about
Beaton
Skeeton?
Off. Yeah, Skeeton.
Skeeton and Beaton? Skeeton. Two brothers?
Yeah, that'd
be a good
family.
They both beat off?
Dude, that's a wholesome family.
Skeeton, get in here.
Skeeton, tell them what
happened. Are you not beating off?
Skeeton, tell them what happened in the cafeteria. They poured a bunch of cum on my head. What'd they say about your nose? They said it looks like a dick.
Oh, yeah, Skeeton and Beaton both have, like,
they
gonzo noses.
Yeah. It's not my fault that I had my dick surgically removed and placed in where my nose should have been when I was born. And then I had a second dick grafted onto my original dick area instead of the more reasonable surgery of just adding the second dick directly to my face and leaving my normal dick as it was. Because people have different lifestyles, and you shouldn't bully them for getting the wrong kind of dick face surgery.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
I hate when that happens to me, when I have the wrong kind of dick surgery.
Yeah.
What, I get made fun of.
You got a dick and small ending?
Yeah, it was too fucking fat and big as hell.
Ugh, I hate when that happens.
And they went down a couple notches.
I don't understand, like, the point of this anti-bullying thing. Because it's like, you know, the complaint was, she was like, what did they say about you? And she said, oh, you said my nose looks stupid. And he's like,
well, they're, that's
well,
right.
Well, it does. I don't know what to fucking tell you. You know, I mean, like, it does.
Right. You're going to have to get used to that, Keaton. That's something you're going to have to fucking
You're a particularly
overcome.
Ugly person.
Yeah.
You know?
He looks ridiculous.
All of us have fucking problems.
Sure.
Right.
It's not like I've never understood that impulse of being like people shouldn't be able to say this thing.
Well, that's
about me.
What's also weird it's about
like, no,
the movement.
Just become very rich and secretly find ways to prevent those people from having a career.
Absolutely, yes, 100%.
Manipulate
have an enemies
them,
list.
Destroy their lives.
Yes. Yeah, he'll never
be
have
a healthy
spite.
Adult.
Exactly, he'll never have spite as a motivator.
Yeah, take it out on
so
the poor.
So he'll never
kill
be
a
successful.
Homeless person.
That's right. Yep. No one's ever gonna miss him.
No one's gonna find out. Mm-hmm. You think the cops give a shit? No, you're helping.
You did them a favor.
You're helping.
Keaton's that's one less call in a couple weeks about someone shitting in a Panera Bread that you did for them. You know what I mean?
Yeah. It's one less call about someone going to Checkers. At
that's
Panera
right.
Bread,
yeah.
You know what I mean?
Getting a Buford.
Also, you're supposed to tell me that. Someone's mom can videotape them crying.
Yeah, that's
and
the
put
other
it
thing
on the internet, like, and we're not supposed to make fun of them for that.
Right. Also,
that is the most embarrassing thing in the
Shut
entire world.
Shut up, Adam, you bitch.
Keaton's
Adam,
the only one
you're
higher
actually
than you.
Gayer than us.
No.
Keaton's
Keaton
the only
is
one below.
Lower than me.
No,
I reject this.
Now, all the black kids at school make fun of me, and there's just this one faggot named Adam that I... All I have is he's the only person I can bully.
Keaton,
I
stop
just
it.
I wish there were more people like Adam, so I wouldn't have to be the biggest faggot at my school.
Keaton, stop it. Please.
If we just had maybe two Adams that I could call bug faggots.
How many Adams do you need, Keaton?
I don't know. Maybe Ellen could help. Maybe we could go on Ellen and she could demand that they clone Adam so I can say faggot to two people.
I didn't actually watch the video at all.
Yeah. Of him crying?
Yeah, I didn't.
It's stupid.
I mean, the best thing to come out of that is that guy that's like, I'm Delaney Walker. I'm a tight end for the Tennessee Titans.
Yeah.
First of all, I wanted to read you this poem by Buddha. Always, always stay positive. And if you remember that, and it's like, that's not a poem. It's a statement.
by Buddha.
And then he goes, yeah, right. By a poem by Buddha.
By Buddha. Noted poet, right. Buddha.
He goes, Buddha. He goes, I'm sorry the bullying has been taking place at your school. Which, like, that's the answer to bullying is just become much bigger than other people.
Yep, become a big-ass athlete, beat the shit out of people.
That's what animals do. You know, I mean, look at all the other apes. They all look like they have Down syndrome, and they got tired of being made fun of for it.
Mm.
So they became very strong.
Mm.
You know?
Interesting.
That's what the new War of the Planet of the Apes is about.
It's about retarded apes?
I guess, something like that. It's about Mark Wahlberg teaching bullies how to stand up to other bullies.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. We should have a bully Olympics. Yeah. I want to figure out who the bully was. Who's the best bully?
Russia. The best bully? Dylan Klebold.
Who was that?
The Columbine kid.
Oh, no, that wasn't a good bully. He wasn't that. He was kind of a bitch.
No, neither of them were. They were like popular kids that were just.
Were they
like,
popular?
Yeah, they were like.
The
you know,
trench coat?
They were
kids?
Alternative, but they weren't like. I mean, they weren't like.
Nick's like, that's the kind of guy that's cool. Everyone's. Those guys are cool.
I mean, they were. Like, the idea that they were like social outcasts that people didn't like is just bullshit cooked up after the shooting. Because like,
they were listening to
people,
Marilyn Manson.
Help people deal with the fact that relatively normal kids can sometimes shoot up a fucking school.
Right, right, right. Or have an impulse to do it their whole life.
You know what it was. You
without. Know? Without the dangerous influences of Islam.
You know what it was? It was Accutane.
Oh, yeah. Made him go crazy?
Yeah, they were on the same acne medication I was on in high school.
Did you ever what's the most
and
violent
I didn't
thing?
Shoot up a school, which what, makes me a hero.
What's the most violent thing you ever did in high school?
Most violent thing?
Yeah.
I don't know. Not,
did you ever beat
really.
The shit out of anyone?
No, I could. I mean, I didn't. Puberty really settled in around 18 for me. So.
Yeah. Adam's vagina finally unsealed.
My
at age
my pussy dropped when I was.
Adam finally got some big ass lips on that pussy. I don't know how the pussy changes. Does it get like.
I don't think we're allowed to even ask. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Just raising my hand in health class. Mr. Mullen, again, there's no such thing as an 11th year senior. Second of all, please stop asking that question.
Yeah. This is geometry.
Yeah. Yeah, I redshirted my first 11 years.
Yeah, yeah, fully grown adult here. I've had sex probably about like 12 times since I was supposed to graduate high school. But one question I've been wondering from an intellectual standpoint is what kind of changes do the pussy do during puberty? If any girls would like to demonstrate, if any of you maybe have not hit puberty yet, you would like to show off your pussy in front of the class for us. What do you mean I'm not the teacher and I'm not allowed to say things like that?
Well, a dick just goes from being like little and hairless to fucking bigger and hairy. Yeah, so I figure that's... Mm-hmm.
Well, I actually had the opposite. My dick went from... From being hair, I had pubes when I was born, and then they all fell out.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Wow. That's the prophecy. Cool. That's the next king of America.
Yeah, yeah, you're the chosen one.
That's the next king of America.
If he has fucking pubes like George Washington's wig when he's born, and they fall out.
Oh, my God. Mm-hmm. Wow.
And they fall out.
And fucking George Washington and all those guys, they had ivory pubes.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Because their pubes would fall out because they didn't clean them, so they would get... Elephant pubes shipped in from
beautiful
from dark Africa, the dark continent,
black Africa,
dark ass Africa. That's what they used to call it back then.
Yeah, the heart of darkness.
Is that a book, Adam?
A book that I never read.
Yeah, let's hear more about books.
I read it. It was pretty good.
You did?
Everybody's read it.
Yeah,
I didn't read it. I know what it's about.
It's a good book.
No, you don't.
What's it about? I do.
It's about Apocalypse Now.
Yeah, it's about Marlon Brando. Well, it's Marlon Brando's autobiography.
That's pretty much the extent of what I know about that book is the movie.
Yeah, I mean, I read it. I don't fucking remember. I remember it was like...
How about a movie where like an army guy goes crazy trying to get his dick sucked, and it's called Apocalypse Now.
Apocalypse Now, yeah, that's good.
You know,
yeah, he goes native.
Yeah.
He keeps getting his dick sucked by the natives.
Yeah, yeah.
And he makes a fucking whole tribe about him getting his dick sucked.
Why are we at war here when we could just be getting our dick sucked by him? He basically did that. He went to
Kurds?
Tahiti and he was like, I'm going to rape all of these people.
Right, right, right. But I'm gonna say I care about Indians, so it's cool.
Yeah,
it's chill that I'm doing
Oh, Brando.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I remember in sociology in college there was like a or maybe I'm making this up but there was like a tribe where it was like customary for little boys to suck grown men's dicks.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and that was like the fucking that's like how you showed that you're friends. And like these little kids kept trying to suck the sociologist's cock. Uh-huh. It must have been an awkward situation.
My dad told me there was a tribe in South Africa that mm-hmm. the little boys used to walk around, like, hold instead of holding hands, they'd hold penises.
Oh, wow. Your dad's favorite tribe?
Which is really cute.
Yeah, it is really
cute. No, he was working on a documentary.
Oh, yeah.
Called Child
He was
porn.
Definitely shooting
Watching
some footage.
A documentary.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No, like, when he was in college during the summers, he'd work on documentary right. shoots.
Yeah, yeah, documentaries.
Same. Yeah, documentaries, you know, yeah. the kind you...
Legally, if you call them documentaries, if it's just two African boys getting fucked, you yeah. can say that it's part of their tribal heritage.
Isn't that what they used to do with porn? They used to, like...
I used to do that. I would look at National Geographic as a kid and be like, fuck yeah.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Yeah,
dude. How many like, to long, it? So huge, long tribal long, titties yeah. I've beat off to?
Right.
Yeah, dude, I've jacked off to
looks
mad.
Like he's wearing overalls. This is hot.
Yeah. There was some good... There was
Put
some
your
fucking...
hand over like the part where she has a disc going through her lip.
No, I don't, because yeah. I appreciate all cultures, yeah, you right, fucking racist.
I like body
modification. You can't jack off
I just
off
pretend
that,
she's at a cool nightclub and we're both into the Matrix, you know?
Yeah.
I just pretend they're industrial women. That's my thing. If you're an industrial girl, hit
plugs.
Me up, you know?
Yeah.
Ramstein. If you're a woman in her early 40s who still listens to
hardstyle techno
industrial music.
Right?
No, not
no.
really.
Isn't that what it's like?
No, that sounds like a train and then someone being raped.
Yeah.
Right? Some shit like that?
No, Ramstein was too host. It was
yeah, that's basically what I was just doing.
No, it's different.
It's almost exactly what I was doing.
You were doing like a jungle kind of thing?
No, I wasn't.
About instead of doing
that was industrial.
Poo ass.
Wow.
Poo ass dick.
I think we got a number one gold record right there.
Thanks.
Another thing I used to beat off to was there was a Greek magazine called the Mailman is what it translated to.
Yeah, you used to check off
no
to the
guy.
Otahidromos. No. And there was
I
never
think we
mailmen.
Know exactly.
There was
ne- what you're going.
There's never
yeah.
men. For whatever reason, that's just what it was called.
All right,
but
next, Nick,
Greek,
what did you check
Greek
off?
Magazines let. You show titties sometimes.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Like, yeah. Because
they were glamour
yeah,
models.
Exactly. Yeah.
And it would be like advertisements for like Toast or some.
Yeah.
And it would just be titties for
in,
some reason.
In England, like on like the second page of like the regular newspaper, like girls' tits out.
Yeah, it was awesome. So shouts out to the Tahidromo for. It came with. It was like the magazine of the Greek newspaper that my dad used to get before mm-hmm. it just stopped reading. And so shouts out to them for helping me beat off.
I still jack off to my first blowjob from time to time to just remembering
it. Wow, to having sex with a child, huh?
No, I was a child.
Whoa, you still think about a little girl's mouth sucking yeah. a dick.
From a newborn.
No, she was
infant.
Actually older, dude. She was 18. I was 16.
Oh.
Yeah, so
no, that's
check and mate.
So you think about a 16-year-old
boy? Let's go to the documents
You
real
think
quick?
About a 16-year-old boy?
here it is. Here's the record.
Oh, yeah.
Yep, it was a little boy. Sorry, Adam. But the documents don't lie.
Either way, you're thinking of a
I'm so glad we got this file.
Did you go through the microfiche?
Yeah. I went through the microfiche. Look at your dick. Is this what it smells like and
yeah.
its size?
Yeah, it's
Woo!
Like fish.
Little sardine ass dick.
Because all the yeah. pussy. Because
no.
that's what a pussy.
No, because it's rotting.
Fish smell.
Because it's rotting
oh,
and you
so
have a
you've
small
been,
infection.
You've been sucking your own dick, is what you mean to say.
Yeah.
Your mouth, which is also a vagina.
That's right.
If your mouth was a vagina, would you not try to suck your own dick?
I mean, my mouth isn't a vagina and I still suck my own dick.
Mm hmm.
Well, okay.
I've told you I've been off the hand beating off system for
that's right
like a year and a half.
You're a self suck guy.
I've been living off my own cum.
Oh.
It's not as gross if it comes fresh from the tap.
That's
true. So a lot of the
reason why people enough. Don't like the taste of cum is because it's on your hand first, which is kind of
sure.
gross. You wouldn't want to eat anything out
all
of
the
your,
bite, all
your
the,
hand.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Just like how milk tastes better if you're sucking it from the udder.
doesn't it taste really bad?
Well, I got a little funnel that I put in my dick hole, and I pour a gallon of milk in there.
Oh, nice.
It's Mark Ripito came up with this.
Starting strength.
Yeah. That's why you squat is to increase your hip mobility. And when your hip mobility is good, you can stick your own dick in your mouth and suck milk out of your own penis. And this is what we refer to as the fundamentals of strength.
Damn, imagine having just balls full of milk. Just fucking big ass, like, yeah, volleyball-sized nuts full of milk, dude.
That would be hilarious.
That'd be really funny.
Just like a clown's flower, mm-hmm, that shoots seltzer or whatever. You could just shoot milk out of your dick at people.
At your friends? Yeah.
You know how much I would love to be able to pull my cock out, press a little button, and just spray
you
with
milk? You'd squeeze one of the nuts, and then it'd spray out of the
dick. I would love to just be able to piss on people and get away with it.
Yeah, I guess that's what we're talking about, basically.
Don't people that get sex changes have a nut that is a pump?
Yeah, they do.
Yeah.
Oh, that sounds awesome.
Some of them. I mean, because, like, with phalloplasty, it's not, like, one uniform surgery. You know, there's, like, different doctors that are like, if I had to make a fake dick, how would I do it? And they all have different methods.
Oh, that's
different styles.
Yeah.
That's what medicine
is
missing.
It's weird. Like, people forget that, like, any kind of surgery, like, it's
plastic
not like,
surgery.
You know, it's like human beings weren't engineers.
Right. It's an abomination against God.
Well,
surgery.
Human beings weren't
Christian scientists.
Weren't engineered. So it's not like a car where if a part's broken, there's one way to fix
that
part.
Right.
It's like there's like different methods
you
that people tried. And there's one that seems to be like the best. So for something, you know, as nascent as like making a penis out of a vagina, it's like one guy's like, all right, well, we're going to cut the foot off and you know, roll it up like a blunt.
We're gonna make a necklace out of toes.
Exactly.
Just gotta get some.
There's all kinds of different ways, you know, you can use a horse hair, you know.
Ooh, what about a horse dick?
That would be cool.
Yo, a big ass horse
dick. Have you seen a horse dick
brown
before?
It's got fucking spots on it.
Like a nice white with chocolate spots. I would love a horse dick, dude. A small horse's
head.
Dick.
Yeah.
You can't have a big ass horse.
Horses' dicks
big.
Are so scary.
I know. That's why you got to find a
Remember
little
that
ass
Mr.
horse,
Hands
like a
video?
Toy pony.
The guy getting fucked in the ass.
He died, right?
Horse.
The next
day. Yeah. The horse goes in his ass, and then the horse goes like all the way in his ass, and the guy's like, "Ooh, you know."
Oh no!
It basically, like tore all of his organs.
Yo, imagine your kids watching that video. Because wasn't he like
they play
a
it at the funeral
horse fucker,
and they're like, ladies and gentlemen, tonight's musical guest, Rammstein. Poo ass dick. It's just you getting fucked to death by a horse. They're like, he wasn't a good father in life, but in death he's been so much worse. Why did he put this in his will that we have to watch him get fucked by a horse to death at his funeral here at Checkers?
Can you imagine that your dad dies and then, like, millions of people watch the video of how he died and it was getting just absolutely railed by a horse?
That would be pretty funny. You're right, I guess.
Yeah, I don't think that guy was a father.
I think he was.
No, he wasn't.
I'm pretty sure he was, man. And that's because I said it just 30 seconds ago.
Was he? Where was it? Like Oregon or Washington, right?
Yeah, it was in Las Vegas somewhere. Yeah. I'm trying to remember the guy's name. I think it was
Moshe
Crocodile
Friedland.
Dundee Friedland.
Damn it.
Ooh.
Kangaroo Friedland.
Kangaroo Friedland.
Yeah, there's a video of Adam's dad getting fucked by a kangaroo.
He tries. It
put
starts,
it deeper!
It starts. It
too
starts,
far!
It starts as one of those fighting a kangaroo videos, but the kangaroo beats him up so bad he starts raping him.
Your mom's like, Richard, please don't do this. And he's like, he won fair and square.
There's a code. I live my code. He's sucking off the kangaroo to get him hard. Oh, damn, dude.
It's going to be funny when your parents finally, like, discover this show.
They couldn't understand. They tried listening. They couldn't understand
it. Oh, my God.
Yeah, this clip in particular makes no sense. Kangaroo, wrong country.
Yeah, he fought and lost to a kangaroo, and then he fucking sucked him off and fucked him.
Yeah,
the Marquis of Queensbury rules. You lose to the kangaroo, you gotta fuck it.
Fuck yeah, dude.
That's what combat...
That's the
that's
circle
a gentleman's,
of life,
that's gentleman's combat.
That's
right.
The circle of life. That's a scene in the new upcoming live-action Lion King.
Is it live-action? It is?
I don't know.
We've talked about this. I don't think it is. How would they do that? I think it's going to be
with
CGI.
Puppets? Like on Broadway?
Yeah, but then why not just fucking watch Broadway? You know what I mean?
Well, it's a movie, so everyone can watch it.
You know, in Broadway, the genie's not even fucking blue.
Aladdin?
Yeah, he's fucking
just
black,
some,
dude.
Some regular guy.
Like some piece of shit black guy.
Well, I didn't
he's
say that.
Going around pretending to be blue.
I didn't what? Say all that.
Stop, what? But stop complaining about the race of the genie.
It should be blue. Put him in blue man fucking group makeup. What the
is
fuck?
Is he a wisecracker?
So what? You want like them to cast a dead Indian?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, but I guess.
Is that what a genie is?
No,
I mean, Stav wants.
I'm trying to think of who.
Stav wants a
blue.
Real genie.
No, blue man group makeup.
Oh,
or, you know,
dip him in that.
It
shit.
Actually, it should just be Robin Williams' corpse.
Mm-hmm.
He hung himself, so you know he's actually blue.
Blue,
now.
Yeah.
What if he's like, ooh, what if I could look like the genie,
like a marionette?
Yeah.
You just have his corpse.
He's
like
already got strings on him.
That's
fuck
true.
It.
You got one string.
He turned
you're
himself.
Saving money.
He
the main string is there
into a blue puppet. So that he could play the genie in the live action Broadway.
Did you guys see that movie he made before he died, World's Greatest Dad?
Is that the one where he like shoots people?
No,
something?
It's he plays an Australian guy that sucks
it
off
sucks
animals.
Off the animal, yeah. No, he plays a dad whose son dies from autoerotic asphyxiation.
So he plays an Australian cool. guy who sucks off animals.
Do they say what the son was thinking about?
Yeah.
He was like trying to jack off to porn and then
what
he accidentally died. I don't know.
Wait, is this real?
It's a real movie.
So you think this is like a Joker situation where the movie, the role killed him?
Yeah.
Maybe.
For sure. He just and it was so you also, think he was trying to beat off?
No, he got diagnosed with Parkinson's and he was like, fuck this. I don't want to live like, with that
oh,
shit.
Oh, yeah. Really? Yeah. So you don't think...
And he had depression.
So just
too.
To be clear, you don't think
you know
what Nick
I,
said
I
want to
have? Markinson's disease, like Mark What's Wahlberg, that? You know?
Yeah,
you
yeah.
Just, you get uncontrollably jacked and pissed.
Mm,
you know?
Yeah.
But
keep
in,
talking
like,
about
a,
9/11
in
how
a good
would it
guy
gone
way.
Different.
Yeah. I got the Rock now.
Do you think Mark Wahlberg could have prevented 9/11 for real?
Of course.
100%.
Yeah.
And people are just mad at him for saying that because they know it's true.
Right. Would have been a good-ass movie, too.
Yeah.
Damn.
We would have had. He would have become the president of the United States.
If I go back in time, what I would do is give him a strap a GoPro to his head, give him a couple of box cutters.
I don't
to
know
even,
if they had
to
that
even
technology
score.
In 2001.
We'd bring it back with us.
We'd find it, yeah.
And give him a couple box cutters to
God
even
damn,
score.
Can you imagine having to like go back to 2000 and you just don't have access to a GoPro?
You don't have a smartphone.
Yeah. How much that would suck
they
to
say-
live in a world where we can't just carry around a camera on our head all the time.
And watch shitty, weird, like shaky-ass videos.
Watch someone
that aren't
else
that good.
Ride a bicycle.
Yeah.
Watch some 40-year-old banker that's destroyed people's lives ride around Denver on his fucking bicycle. Can you imagine having to live in that world without
that
technology?
They send us back to fucking stop 9/11 and
Thank
we just
God
get
I
so
have,
sad that we don't have GoPros.
Thank
we forget.
God I have my GoPro.
That's right.
My invaluable GoPro that I could never live without.
I tape every day.
Yeah.
GoPro?
Mm-hmm.
Being what, off.
Just making breakfast?
Just to have a record. Kind of like police have body cams.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
That's what I do.
Did you watch that
court ordered?
No.
That shooting in Mesa, Arizona?
No, which one?
Oh, my God, dude. They just, like, straight up execute a guy.
Oh, my God, that was horrible. I couldn't watch the whole thing.
The one that Felix called a pussy?
That cop?
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess.
He had a gun that said, you're fucked.
On the gun?
Yeah, it was, like, inscribed.
Oh, my God.
He probably has some chill views towards black people, I would guess, also.
Yeah, but he killed a white guy, so it's
I know.
I mean, he's a murderer. I don't care if he's racist or not, you know? That's the thing.
What I'm saying
like,
is, what I'm saying is, this is the kind of guy that, yeah, of course he's a murderer. Who knows? He's probably, I mean, would you be surprised if he's killed other people? Probably not.
I mean.
Like, cops fucking, they can cover that shit all the time.
Yeah, but he didn't, like, secretly murder. Like, there would be a record of it. There's always a record of, like, a police-involved shooting.
Yeah, I guess.
If
it's not like he's going around
discharges.
Just shooting people all day long, and they're like, ah, damn. They found out about this.
Right. It's like a guy taking people's lunches. It's like, there keeps being shootings around this precinct.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a fucking horrible person, and he'll probably get away with it, right? You think?
The Walter Scott guy just got in trouble. Yeah. I feel like the first cop that killed a guy.
But that guy shot a guy in the back and lied about it, right?
Yeah, he did. He lied about it. There's a question about, like, you know, the racial aspect of it that people are asking. And it's like, I don't really know, you know.
It doesn't matter. He killed
someone. Yeah, it
someone.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah, yeah.
But, I mean, a part of me was like, thank God it wasn't a black guy. You know? Because that would have, how horrific that would be. Because that one's like so much worse than the Philandro Castile one.
Yeah, it is. But
they straight
that,
up like
that
just
one's
murdered
so bad.
That man.
Yeah, I mean they did the same thing with Philando. Just
the guy wasn't a dickhead about it. Yeah, they did.
That's the only difference.
No, the Philando one, you don't. It starts off and he's already shot.
Right. That's
so
true.
You don't know.
That's true. That's true.
You don't know what happened. I mean, yeah. I agree that they murdered him and like that,
they
that,
absolutely
that event,
murdered him.
That event, like, it tells you everything you need to know about the fucking NRA because they were,
right,
like,
right, right.
Everybody's there's two sides to every story.
Yeah. Why wouldn't they go to bat for like a licensed concealed carry guy?
Because he's black. Because he's black. Yeah. Again, that's yeah. like all you fucking need to know about that organization. That yeah. and
Charlton
and does not stand for what I thought it did. I made that mistake, and it's like, well, is it really that racist of me, considering
right.
their track record?
That's right. Yeah, yeah.
You know, I know I do that with every organization that has an N in the name. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You don't even want to know what I thought Nintendo stood for.
Why do you think Nick's not allowed on the NBA podcast, guys?
Yeah.
Why?
You know why. Because of what he thinks the N stands for.
Yeah, it's NBA stands for Knicks Black Association.
Yeah, I thought he was talking about his own name this whole time.
Oh, yeah.
Knicks Black Association.
Stealing?
Knicks Black Associations. It's just what you the things you associate with black people. Oh, fuck, man. Well, you know, we haven't discussed. It's our baby boy's birthday today.
Yeah,
I'm about to say the NAACP. It's the NNNCP. You know, NNN.
Colored people.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. NWN.
I'm not gonna tell you what it stands for, but maybe some of the smarter audience members can figure it out.
Nice. Necessary. Not bad, colored mm-hmm. people. I'm just
That's
giving
right.
us some cover.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just giving us some cover here, guys.
It's Nick's 29th birthday today, everyone.
Mm-hmm.
So,
how does it feel?
From all the fans to you, Nick, a happy, many happy returns.
Is that, do you speak for all the fans?
They asked me to say it.
Ernest is throwing up underneath the couch.
It's for your birthday.
Yeah.
That's a little present for you.
There he goes.
Oh, come on, Ernest.
It sounds weird this time. It sounds fucked up.
He loves throwing up, dude.
Yeah.
He's such a good boy.
We should kill him.
He's such a good boy.
He is a good boy.
We should put him out of his misery.
I feel good for him doing the things that he likes.
You think throwing up is what he likes to do? I bet you it's fucking pain every
day. I don't
day.
Think Ernest does anything he doesn't like doing.
I think he's just trapped in his fucked up body, dude.
Yeah, and so you're saying he's trans?
He's trans, yeah. Yeah.
How do you know if your pet has body dysmorphia?
Oh, what the fuck was that sound?
Dysphoria.
He was like,
yeah.
That sounded like a guy crying, dude. Yeah. Yo, what if Ernest is about to turn back into the man he was?
Those are the sounds that Ernest makes. You know?
A man crying, a grown mm-hmm. man crying.
Yeah. What should we do tonight? Are we going to Dave and Buster's or what?
Oh, I got some Dave and Buster's for you. My cock.
Wow, Selma Hayek, right?
Harvey Weinstein, yeah.
Wait, they spelled her name Salma.
That's her name.
It's not Selma?
No, that's the place where MLK.
I know. Have I
you
just not known her name
that?
For like
yeah.
30 years?
Yeah, dude. How did you beat off to her?
I don't know. I didn't read.
Yeah,
I don't read while I jack off.
Well, how did you even Google search your name?
What are you, a college professor?
Yeah, I am.
What are you, some kind of college guy?
Yeah.
I just saw that movie, Cruel Intentions, and the black guy in the movie says to Selma Blair's character, he's like, I'm writing a musical right now on Martin Luther King. And Selma Blair turns to him and she says, he's my favorite.
Yo, you know what I just watched? Behind the Candelabra.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I love that
movie.
Yeah,
with my mom, dude. My mom came to
What's
visit.
His name? Chris? The lover? What's
yeah, I name? Guess. I don't remember.
What's the lover's
Matt Damon?
Name? Yeah, yeah. But what?
I don't remember. I think Chris, but I don't remember.
Oh, shit. No,
I was
I
fucking
forget.
High as shit.
Liberace invented libertarianism, right?
Yeah, he did. Yeah.
He's like, stay out of my bedroom.
He's actually Ron Paul.
Stay out of my wallet.
He's Ron Paul's dad. It's Ron Paul. It's Liberace Paul. Ron Paul.
Yeah.
Rand Paul. Yeah, he was stunned, dude. He was coming through with like big ass minks and like
Yeah, yeah.
Bentleys and shit. Yeah. He fucking ruled. He
and
so
he was getting
jewels.
Getting boys plastic surgery
to look like him.
To look like him.
Imagine wanting to fuck.
I wish I was a big fancy gay instead of a self-loathing closeted one.
That would be so cool.
That'd be not a lot nicer.
Well, he was self-loathing and closeted. He never admitted he was gay, and he died of AIDS, and
Well, I mean, he was super gay.
He was gay as hell.
He was
never
publicly said he was.
Right,
gay.
And he would sue newspapers that said he was gay. And he thought all gay people were going to hell except him. He said he had a vision that God came down to him, and because he was so good at playing piano, he was getting into heaven. Like there's a program if you're an exceptional gay guy.
I guess God needed a guy with AIDS who's really good at piano.
Yep.
That's the thing about heaven. You bring the AIDS with you. You know?
The two gay guys that got passes were Liberace and Roy Cohn.
All fags go to heaven. Starring Burt Reynolds and Dom DeLuise.
I do love Dom. Dom DeLuise.
Yeah, he's great. Playing Itchy in that movie.
Mm, oh, that's right. That's right.
Yeah.
Yep. He was probably my first fat inspiration. My life has been a
not
a series
Chris
of
Farley.
Fat guys. No, he was before Chris Farley.
Dom DeLuise was one of your heroes.
As a fat child, yeah, no joke. Once I realized,
what did you even know Dom DeLuise
in
from?
Mafia? All Dogs Go to Heaven.
But he's not
but
fat.
He wasn't in that.
He's just like a wiener dog.
He's into some other shit, dude. I was very aware of Dom DeLuise as a little kid. A Mel Brooks movie.
More than
Mel
Chris
movie
Farley.
Chris Farley was later. I'm telling you, Dom DeLuise was the first one.
Chris Farley was the first fat guy where I was like, wow, it's cool to be fat.
And I have very fat memories attached to to Chris Farley because my mom was a waitress at a Greek restaurant, Ikaros, and on Saturday nights, if I waited long enough, she would bring trays of leftover fried calamari.
And you'd watch SNL.
And I would watch SNL and eat fucking fried. Damn, should we get calamari for your birthday, Nick?
No.
You wanted seafood. Recently, you want to get some seafood?
Yeah, I don't know what we should do.
Let's get a fat dicked lunch,
big dicked lunch,
maybe
with our cocks hanging out.
Yeah, I got errands to run today. I might postpone shit till the weekend.
Bitch,
let's
you're
go
a
to
damn
Peter
bitch.
Luger's steaks house.
Yeah, we should get steaks.
We get steaks
to celebrate?
Come on, for your
birth, all the time. Our success.
I got shit I got to do today. I'm serious. All
right, fuck it.
We got business moves we got to make, and
that's
I got to handle all
that's
of it.
That's what, at 3:30?
The two of you are mongoloids.
Okay, first of all, do not use that word.
Oh, yeah. Who got
do
in trouble?
Do not use that
Who got
word?
In trouble for that?
Felix.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And someone else said it recently.
Mongoloid's funny, dude. What the fuck?
Well, who got mad at Felix for saying mongoloid?
He called the murder cop a mongoloid.
Oh, my fucking
and
God.
And people were like, excuse me.
Oh, my God.
Wow,
dude.
Really? There's no place on the left for people who talk like this. I am the president of the DSA's being retarded committee. I won the election by guessing the correct amount of jelly beans. And now I demand that Felix step down from Chapo Wap House. From Chapo Wap House. From Chapo Wap House. One of these days I'm going to say, mark my words.
Damn, dude, you can't even call a murderer a mongoloid anymore.
Yeah, it's offensive to Arthur.
What are we going to do next? Cancel Devo, you know?
Yep.
Get rid of the Devo show?
Yeah, exactly.
Get rid
dude.
Of the annual DSA Devo show just because of a word?
That's right. He's a, well, how's that song go? Mongoloid.
Not even close.
Yeah, yeah, that's it.
He's a mongoloid. Y'all know that Devo song.
You know that mongoloid song about the love shack?
Mongoloid good. Mongoloid. That's every Devo song.
When mongoloid.
Mongoloid. Mongoloid.
I don't know any other Devo songs.
We're dressed like science guys. Yeah, they're a cool
the
band.
Mongoloid is a mongoloid place where
we
mongoloid,
can be
mongoloid. Every fucking late new wave song, you know.
Mm-hmm. Those are the only two I know.
You know, You know what I mean?
Mongoloids.
We be talking about how the B-52s and the Dead Kennedys are the same band.
Yeah, we've talked. Yeah, yeah. Jello has the same voice as that guy.
Mm-hmm. You know, he named himself after Bill Cosby because he loves rape.
Yeah, it's true.
Jello.
Cool. California?
No means yes.
Uber Alas.
Fuck, what was Dom DeLuise in that I remember as a child?
Shut up.
I love that you don't know. You were just aware of a fat man who had a career.
I think
my dad, Mafia?
I think my dad was making fun of me for being fat.
And comfortable hat.
Dom DeLuise.
Look so at this Dom DeLuise ass motherfucker.
My dad's not fat. Although he was fat.
He is kind of fat now, right?
He was fat. He had a heart attack. Then he lost a bunch of weight and started like getting his dick sucked. Getting some strange in the wood shop.
Oh, no.
So that joke you do is a lie that he didn't get his life back together.
No, that is the joke.
Well, he got in shape.
Right, he did the opposite of getting his life together. He just fucking...
Well, he started cheating because he got in shape, which is like... I mean, look, I can't blame him. I wouldn't want to be married to your mom either.
Hey, whoa, brother. My mom's a wonderful, caring woman.
Would you fuck your mom?
If I was not, right now,
would you fuck your mom?
Yeah.
That's interesting. I would not, but if I were you guys,
why can you blame your father?
Okay.
Because she's my mother.
Nick, would you fuck your mom?
That doesn't make any sense.
Would you fuck your mom?
No, but my mom doesn't fuck anybody.
Adam, okay. Would you fuck your mom?
Absolutely.
Okay. I would also then.
We would all fuck Adam's mom.
We
need to find a cure, and that's the first step. Try now. Just try it. I don't know if it's going to work, but try it. It's
Lorenzo's oil.
Yeah.
The first cure he tries is fucking his son. I really remember that movie a lot from as a child, too, for whatever reason. I watched it a bunch. Isn't that, who's in that? Richard Busey?
I mean, Richard
Gary Busey. No, the other guy that looks like a handsomer Gary Busey.
Nick Nolte.
Yeah. Right? He's in Lorenzo's oil, isn't he?
How about Dick Salty, you know?
Mm-hmm.
He's a rapist pirate. Arr, word. R-A-P.
Dick Salty, baby.
Dick Salty, there you go. That's the character for the show.
Arr, me love to rape.
Don't say the R word.
Don't say it.
I'm a retarded pirate. And then I'm the head of the Caribbean DSA. Anybody that says the R word isn't allowed any of the rubies that we stole from the natives.
This is what I was saying earlier. There should be dick communism, where if you have a big-ass dick,
mm-hmm.
2 inches of it gets sliced off
given
to someone with a small
we
dick.
We split up the pussy for everybody.
Yeah. Oh, that's also
everybody
good.
Everybody get a piece of the pussy.
Yes, you know pussy communism and dick communism.
Yeah.
You know, but I'm... No, not dick communism. Everybody get their own
see?
Dick. Everybody dick stay the same.
No.
Hold on, Slick.
Let's do this.
I've been thinking about this my whole 70s life.
70s communist black guy.
Let's hear what Andre Cousins has to say.
Yeah, Andre's radical cousin. Yeah,
we just convince all the women to give up the pussy. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because it's not about wealth inequality. Because mm-hmm. the only reason people care about money is so they can get that pussy.
Woo! Mm. Preach. So
if you look at the underlying, you know, I call it capital. I call it capitalism. Because you're trying
ass.
To tap it all.
Oh, tap it all.
Yeah. You're trying to tap it all. Das Kapital.
Mm-hmm.
It's a book.
What are you looking for? Put your fucking... Stop doing that. You're distracting me.
Sorry.
The communist vagin bresto. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? Getting
oh,
the
yes.
pussy and the titties.
Yeah, the communist vagin bresto. That's my favorite book, dude.
Yeah.
It's just a bunch of pictures of fucking different titties.
Yeah.
And pussies.
It's going to be great when this, like, communism is cool bullshit dries up in the next year and a
yeah,
half.
Yeah, there's probably a fair amount of people that are just doing it because it's the cool shit to do, right?
I mean, that's literally everybody. It's both of you guys.
No.
I've never been a communist.
You joined the DSA?
Yeah, because I think... That shit's good, but I'm not a
what
communist.
What shit? You haven't gone to a single meeting? You don't do anything.
I'll give them some money and support. That's better than not doing shit.
I give my money to places that I like fully understand what they're doing, like PlayStation.
Nah, no.
You
see,
know?
No,
that's the problem
actually,
with the world.
Nick gives a lot of money to charity.
I don't give a lot of money
to
charity.
Yeah, you do.
No, not comparatively.
Compared to us, you do.
Okay, probably.
I've given to two different people that have stopped me on the streets. just because I feel
that's
guilty.
Not charity. Those are homeless.
No,
people.
No, no. Like where you have to sign up. Yeah. Yeah.
I give a lot. It's tax deductible. I'm just writing down guy that smelled like shit. On that fucking, on my,
I
on
feel
my
like a real dummy, but I gave Keaton's mom $10,000.
Oh, yeah. Only after I found out she was raped. Yeah,
of course. Of course. Of course.
It's like, now you better spend this on swastika tattoos.
Of course.
Is not Amnesty International welcome. Good?
Are they bad? No, they're bad.
Anything fuck. With international in the name
God
is bad.
God damn it.
Except the International Truck Company.
International House of Pancakes?
International House of Pancakes.
I give yep. to the International House of Pancakes, yeah, yeah, too. I'm into them for like...
Amnesty
I've got a tab over there. I've got a tab at IHOP.
Amnesty International, bad. I'm Nasty International, yeah. good.
What's that?
It's like just a bunch of sluts.
I would just to see if I get nice. Audited. It would be very funny to put down on my taxes that I gave $1 million to retarded kids. And then turn in my tax return. Just deduct everything. You have evidence? I don't know where they went.
Yeah.
They all look the same. I don't know which one was.
They don't give you receipts.
Yeah. Yeah. I retarded. Have a drawing. Yeah. I have a drawing in fucking feces. Will you take this as a receipt?
I help retarded kids, so, you know, no one's allowed to criticize me.
Absolutely. Look, I just think you should be in it. Republicans are winning because idiots get to just, you know, support and not have to think. And that's what I am. I'm a very liberal, dumbass motherfucker. I don't want to, I just know what I believe in, and, you know, other people can figure it out. I'll give you a little scratch. You know, let's get some universal health care. Mm-hmm. You know, let's get some sexy-ass refugees over here.
I'm starting to think universal health care is a bad idea.
Really?
I want to die, dude.
Yeah, I don't want it for me. Yeah. I want to go out quick.
I want to fucking... I want my heart to explode, at, you know, this year, preferably.
Let's do a bunch of coke till we have heart attacks.
That'd be perfect. Get married to some French-African woman.
Oh, fuck yeah, dude.
You know?
That'd be awesome.
When those bald, like, super dark bald.
Oh, you know yes.
Then no one can say I'm racist because I had her shipped over here to be my wife.
Well, I don't know if you want to use that exact terminology.
Yeah. They're like, we can send her on a plane. I'm like, it has to be a ship.
No, a wooden one.
And that shit better have a basement.
Oh, God.
We're going to...
Get my bitch over here on the Amistad.
And then I write an article about it on the Good Man Project. Dude, I fucking... You know that website, the Good Man Project?
No, no. That? That's
like,
a real thing?
Yeah, it's like how to be a cuck bitch and ugh. Respect your daughter.
Oh, God.
I actually don't even know what it's about. I've like glanced at it once or twice, but... Somebody had the display name The Gay Man Project.
That's awesome.
Which is so simple.
Salute.
It's perfect. You know what it is? It's an elegant solution.
Absolutely, dude. I mean, it's the same beginning letter, you know, just yeah. A-Y instead of O-O-D.
You know, that would have been better if instead of the final solution, they came up with an elegant solution to the Jewish question.
Right.
You know?
Man, what would that
well,
have
I
been?
Think Al-Qaeda's working on that right now.
They
Al-Qaeda's
offer...
Done. Or
they,
whatever, whichever one.
They offer,
they're actually coming back a little bit.
They offer $20 to any Jew that kills another Jew.
That is an elegant solution. Yeah.
It would cost less than the Holocaust.
It costs probably $100.
Yeah.
Yeah. You'd be left with like four Jews.
Yeah. That's
not
good.
Bad.
Comedy. You need comedy writers and guys to make bagels.
Exactly. Yeah.
So you save like 20. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And that's it.
Mm-hmm.
And that would be an elegant solution.
That would be an elegant solution to our the biggest problem of our world.
No, I'm saying back then. I'm not a problem now.
Wow.
That's people don't consider that. I don't know if this is a hack bit, but like, have you ever considered that maybe Hitler killed all the bad Jews? And that's why people are like, how did that happen? It's like you didn't know which ones he was talking about. They got rid of them. We were left with the good ones.
That is true. Technically, I'm not sure.
Yeah, you don't know.
You never met them.
I didn't meet them.
Yeah.
That's true.
And, you know, Israel...
It really, everyone who went off to those camps could have been the one that's like, I'm stealing candy from a baby and no one can stop me. Got it. And all the other ones that are like, can we just write jokes for TV? Those are the ones that they were like, we'll give these guys a pass for a little bit.
Well, we know one of them who died... Russia. We had a diary of one of them who died.
Yeah, Eli Wiesel.
No,
who
he
fucking
lived.
Who was a
right? He was a rapist.
He grabbed
a
rapist. Ass. He grabbed a girl's ass.
So can we trust anything he ever wrote? I don't think so.
No, he's done.
Well, you
got to
consider this too.
Him.
Is Anne Frank seems like she was like pretty normal or whatever, but she lived in Amsterdam. Not a single mention of like fucking
smoking loud,
you know, getting fucking loud, hitting big doinks. So she was probably like the least chill person.
She was very unchill, yeah.
You know, I bet she loved tattling on people for smoking weed.
Oh. And for hiding from the Nazis.
Yeah.
She tattled on herself.
She got caught, right?
Yeah.
That sucks, dude.
She's dead.
Poor Anne.
Poor Anne. Yeah, Sav, on the live show on Monday, we were talking about the Diary of Anne Frank, about the part where she feels her own titties, and then Sav got really...
That's
you're like, fuck, I should have read that shit.
Yeah. I didn't know there was so much beating off in the Diary of Anne Frank.
That's literally the only part I remember.
There was that and then the period when she got her period.
Yeah, which yeah, I also man. Thought was hot, dude.
I thought that was sick.
So how much space did they have to, like, maneuver around?
It's so funny when you're, like, it was 12, like an any addict. Mention of, like, sexuality in any context, you're like, I have to jack off.
right.
Right now.
Yeah. Oh, damn, my cousin's reading Are You There, God? It's Me, Margaret. I'm about to beat off.
I got that from the library and... I like then had a bunch of questions for my parents, and then my mom brought me back to the library and like yelled at them,
scolded them.
Yeah,
my son. Fuck, sorry, I lost the voice. My son will never learn about women's pussies. He will only use them as a sexual object.
Yeah, she taught me well, dude.
She taught you just take the pussy.
She said when you come up on a bitch, you just need to take what's yours.
Mm-hmm.
That's what your dad said?
That's what my mom said.
Oh, and your mom.
No, my dad actually told me to respect.
My mom told me to respect women. My dad did not.
I don't remember my parents ever giving me like a gendered talk about anything.
Actually, I never got a sex talk. I never got any kind of like...
Oh, my parents, my parents were always like just like... Please stop being a piece of shit to everyone. It was never like, treat women with respect. It was like, stop fucking, you know, throwing rocks at other children. Start there.
Yeah. We'll, yeah. If he can ever have an intimate relationship with another human being, that's a win. Let's not get into women yet.
Yeah, I was bad. I'm still a bad guy.
Yeah, but come on.
Some things never change.
Sometimes you meet other bad guys.
Yeah, start a podcast with them.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Become the world's preeminent, you know, a voice of authority on being a bad guy.
Oh, yeah. That's us, man.
Yeah.
We're all wearing leather fucking jackets on motorcycles right now.
What's the best type of noodle?
Best type of noodle?
I think I asked that and Sob's immediately like...
I like... really get into this. Right. Personally, I'm really getting into fucking chow fun.
Yeah.
That's a good call. The big
fat
I was
going to say Asian to begin with.
Asian for sure, I think.
Udon or
as
ramen.
Much as I love a nice fucking
udon is
Italian.
Like, is a little too heavy, but I like it a lot.
Yeah. I will say a chow
like
fun.
A
rice noodle. I like
a silvery
flat,
rice noodle.
A thin rice noodle. I like that.
Like vermicelli? Thin, yeah.
No, that's too thin. I'm talking flat, wide but thin. Like chow fun.
Mm-hmm.
A good lo mein noodle, a good ramen noodle executed correctly.
Delish.
I will take that over pasta. I don't know. I've gotten away from Italian pasta and Italian noodles in my old age, and I've, you know, I've migrated towards Asiatic noodles. Geez, let's see what other kind of noodles are there. Do Indians have noodles? It's mostly rice, right?
No,
they
don't
really have a noodle.
They never
come back
that.
As a noodle if you fuck up.
Oh, shit.
That's the lowest level. I got to look at a chart of the whole caste system because I forget. You know?
Yeah.
It's like the doo-doo people at the bottom, but then underneath them is like cow. And then
cow's
like
number
monkey
one.
And then butterfly.
Oh, shit, really?
Yeah.
So if you're in the lowest caste, can you fuck a cow?
No.
No,
that's why cows are sacred, because it's like, I think cow is like directly under untouchable, or...
Maybe they're better than untouchables, because you can fuck untouchables.
Yeah,
no
but
problem.
You can't eat them. You just can't touch them.
I don't think they can eat cows.
They don't eat cows, no.
No. Mm-mm.
What's at the top, the Brahma?
Yeah.
The Brahma bull? That's
Brahmins.
That's what the Rockies used to call themselves.
Boston guys.
Yeah.
Old school
Mr. Feeny.
Is that what Brahmin? Yeah, what is that?
Boston Brahmins.
That's the type of guy?
It's like an
old
accent.
And it's an accent. It's like the old New York
Mr.
accent.
Mr. Feeney, like that.
Yeah, it's like Mr.
Feeney. I'm gay.
Yeah.
Mr. Matthews, come suck me off.
Yeah, that kind of thing.
Yeah,
we did that on the show, the old New York accent guy that's like, I'm trans now.
Oh, yeah.
I've become trans.
Yeah, everyone says Teddy Roosevelt was like, you know, badass. And I guess he was, but he talked pretty
he
bitch,
talked like
bitch
that?
Made. Yeah, yeah.
No, he didn't.
Yeah, huh?
No,
yeah,
he had a voice like this.
No, that's what you imagine.
You're confusing FDR and Teddy
no,
Roosevelt.
No.
FDR.
No.
Had
I
like
know
a...
exactly. In fact, when I listened to Teddy Roosevelt, I thought, wow, this sounds way more like FDR.
Are there
than
recordings of him speaking?
Yeah, that's what did it. Because everyone assumes he talks like this because he has that mustache and shit.
Yeah.
And he looks like the guy from MythBusters, uh-huh. But he doesn't, dude.
He was a genius too.
Who, Teddy?
Yeah.
Yeah,
no, he used to read like 2 books a day.
That doesn't make you a genius.
I
it makes
that
you a guy that reads
all
a lot
books
of
back then were like fucking pulp books about like fucking. He's probably reading like shit about like going to Africa and shit and like,
yeah,
you know, yeah, shooting elephants for ivory.
Like Hemingway.
But he was actually doing that shit.
Yeah, and he was doing it too.
His like opinion was that every man should go to war to build character.
Well, that's
cool.
What people used to think.
Well,
Churchill thought that.
Churchill was a fucking warmonger.
Yeah, of course.
Did Churchill
he was.
Ever go to war? He seems too fat.
But like it was like, but up until the 20th century, every generation of men went
yeah,
to
did
war.
Go to war, at least a little skirmish.
Let's my go a little dad skirmish. Said something
we're absolutely like
pacifists
prior.
My
to
dad said something to me like that, like, "Oh, you'll never go to war, so you'll never understand like being a man." I was like, "You never went to war, you fucking pussy!" Like,
my dad served in the Greek army.
That? Yeah, my dad served in the army too.
But you had to. You had to serve. You had
but he
to do
just
like
did
2 years.
Basic training and then yeah. He went to college. Yeah.
Yeah. My dad did basic training and then went back on the streets, baby.
Yeah.
Maybe we should go participate in an armed conflict so we can get. Maybe that should be the next step for us.
You want to?
Yeah, we'll see if Vice will
like
shoot a documentary series, but instead of journalists, they just straight up give us guns and cocaine.
Okay.
And mm-hmm. Let us go to Africa to make it better.
Yeah, let's go to Liberia, because everyone sort of speaks English there.
Liberia was founded by Liberace, right?
Yeah, that's right.
It's a country
yeah.
where they're
it's
obsessed with
freed
Liberace.
Slaves.
Yeah, that's the first. That's the first libertarian republic is yeah. Liberia, the Liberacian Republic of Liberia.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Did you see Mario Batali got accused?
Oh
of
yeah, he's a
that
sexual.
One
kind of
flew under the radar.
I know. It's like there's so many now.
You know, there's also theories that David Copperfield's a pedophile.
Damn.
What?
Yeah.
He'll make your hymen disappear.
Basically, anybody who has a private island, you
yeah.
can't trust.
If you have any kind of compound, doesn't, even.
Doesn't he fuck Claudia
well,
Schiffer?
No. Compounds are for racists. Islands are for pedophiles.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. I want a compound.
That's right.
On an island.
Uh-oh. Whoa. Double. The rare double.
Yes.
Is Branson, you think, a pedophile?
Richard Branson.
Yeah. Why would you name your company Virgin unless you're like trying to hide
yeah.
something?
He, well, he says
I've never had sex incorporated, especially not with children.
Not pedophile yeah. airlines.
So, Richard, I don't know if we can go with I don't fuck kids LLC. Is there something shorter, maybe, that we could use?
He said he started that because. He was 16 when he started his record company.
Yeah,
he
yeah.
Had not had
that
sex.
Was his first company. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
but he definitely fucks kids with Obama when they parasailed.
Obama, that was his first thing after
into
he was the president.
A little boy's boy pussy.
Yeah,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. You didn't see that whole picture.
Obama's first two things he did was go on vacation.
I know that was brutal.
And then
with
come
a
back and then give a speech to Wall Street.
It's so funny. It's like everybody's like, you know. Donald Trump drinks 12 Diet Cokes a day, and it's like,
who cares?
Nobody gives a shit. That's such a non-issue. And then, like, also, at the beginning of the Obama administration, we're like, isn't it cool that Obama smokes? Everyone's like, thought it was great that Obama was, like, smoking cigarettes on, like, the
yeah.
patio.
Also,
yeah. Well, dude, yeah, young, cool, youngish, cool black guy smoking cigs over. Old ass grandpa drinking
enjoying
eight Diet
some soda pops.
It is
yeah.
very
some
funny.
Cool,
it is,
cool kids drink soda. Okay?
It is yeah. very funny.
If you're
that,
a kid out there listening to this show, you know, you're 10
yeah,
years old.
Exactly. Don't drink water.
drink
soda.
Yeah.
Soda.
First of all, you say thank your mom and dad for buying you Cumtown Premium.
That's mm-hmm. right. Number one, you're on a great start.
Yeah. Oh,
emotionally.
Yeah.
Now we're trying to match you physically with what you're doing to yourself
Listen.
Psychologically. Yeah, if a child listens to this show, you might as well just feed them fucking soda and
Mountain
candy
Dew,
and shit. Yeah.
Straight up. Yeah. And we know Christmas is around the corner, so stocking stuffers, if you are a parent, you could get your kids
oh,
a Patreon
you know what you
account.
Should? You know you should get them? Some Stavi Baby merch. I got two t-shirts out there, boys and girls. Yeah. Stavi shop.
I got a real stocking stuffer right here. I'm talking about my dick. Ladies, what? let me fuck your shoes. Let me put my dick in.
We should fuck your socks
and shoes.
Yeah, I'm trying to fuck some socks.
Yeah, yeah, but buy my merch.
Yeah, he's a nice guy, but he fucked all my socks.
Did you guys ever beat off into a sock? That was like a go-to move.
No,
I never did.
You use socks as like fucking...
Right.
I used to work with this guy, heroin addict, junkie. Nice. Told a story. He cut a hole in his pocket so he could jack off.
Yes.
But he told me a story one time that when him and his friend were like 13, they would put socks on each other's dicks and jack each other off. And he's like, because it wasn't gay because we weren't actually touching.
Yeah, and sometimes we put on condoms and fuck each other in the ass.
Yeah, they weren't touching.
It's not, you know, it was safe. We're not touching.
A hazmat suit, but you cut a slit out and pull your dick out in a condom, and it's totally straight.
You cover it in latex.
You think there's like Bioshock fetishists that fuck
in
outside of that
suits?
Little hazmat suit?
It would get so hot inside of one of those.
Yeah.
You're fucking. It would create a little habitat.
And you're not
in there.
Touching skin to skin. It's
it
just cock
like
into
so,
pussy.
Yeah, it gets so steamy in there. Yeah.
Oh, boys, good news.
What?
Patreon has doubled back on their decision to raise prices without asking.
Really?
I knew it.
Damn, swag.
I knew it.
Damn, the dick is big.
Well, congratulations to...
We did it.
...us for our brave stance that we took. Mm-hmm. And Nick's really good email he wrote, you guys.
Yeah. We messed up, we're sorry, and we're not rolling out the fees change. By the way, somebody came to the show the other night and they didn't know that there's a premium feed. If you listen
to
this,
we need to start doing it. A lot of people don't know that.
Yeah.
If you don't know this, we do two episodes a week. There's another episode that's...
There's twice as much Cumtown.
Yeah, that's on. You go to patreon.com/Cumtown and you can subscribe for $5 a month and get the additional four episodes. Plus, like, video content.
Well, you can get the whole archive.
That's true.
Of premium episodes.
Yeah, so
and
please
then,
do that for
and
Christmas.
And then every Sunday night, there's a new premium that comes out.
Yeah.
Also, as an aside, we had our last show in New York of the year. We're back the 22nd of January. Thank you. Great.
Oh, yeah.
Awesome. Amazing. Sorry if you didn't get there early enough, because I think
we sold out.
A
was
lot
packed
of people
to the damn gills.
Were turned away, and we were very touched by the amount of love and support. Even that guy that was
and also
didn't like me.
Hold on. Let me read this.
Okay,
creators and patrons. First of all, I don't want to hear the word creator anymore.
That's awful.
I'm a damn creator.
I prefer entrepreneur.
Mm-hmm.
You know
I'm only
saying?
A creator.
Entrepreneur.
Entrepreneur is what you shall refer to me as. We heard you loud and clear. We're not going to roll out the changes to our payment system that we announced last week. We still have to fix the problems that those changes addressed, but we're going to fix them in a different way, and we're going to work with you to come up with the specifics, as we should have done the first time around. Many of you lost patrons and you lost income. No apology will make up for that. But nevertheless, I'm sorry. It is our core belief that you should own the relationships with your fans. These are your businesses and they're your fans.
They're saying the right shit.
This is all right.
Yeah.
I'm going to just ad-lib some extra stuff in here. I'm gay and I'm an idiot.
Wow. Whoa.
Can't believe you'd admit that.
That's brave. No, that's brave. I think that's brave.
I spent hours and hours on the phone with creators, and so has the Patreon team. Your feedback has been crystal clear. The new payment system are disproportionately impacted $1 to $2 patrons. We have to build a better system for them. Aggregation is highly valued, and we underestimated that. Fundamentally, creators should own the business decisions with their fans, not Patreon. We overstepped our bounds and injected ourselves into that relationship against
Patreon.
Our core belief as a business. Yeah, I mean, they're owning up to it.
Yeah, that's great. That's right. And they're saying exactly what the fucking problems were.
Trayvon Martin was a thief.
Whoa. He didn't steal anything. Yeah. He was just wearing a hoodie.
I'm just going to scroll past that part. This may be controversial, but Babe 2 was better than the first movie.
No, come on.
I don't know why
what's wrong with these
they
people?
They just don't... Yeah, they don't understand.
Yeah.
Tell them to...
This is effed out.
Quit while you're ahead, okay?
This is effed out.
This is effed out.
Yep.
This is effed out. Yo, this is freaking effed out, dude.
Freaking effed. This is freaking effed, man.
I'm freaking having sex. Dude,
oh, also.
Podcast.
Also. Yeah, guys.
Oh,
probably the
God.
Only podcast better than ours. God,
let's
I hope,
do a plug.
Huh? Let's
plug.
Yeah, we should plug. a Faking It Radio. There are two guys that I guess are just fans of Baltimore.
No, come on. Don't, like, tell them, these people, the actual name of their show.
Is it too late now?
Yeah, it is too late. But, like, nobody watches that show. It's going to have, like, a flood of... people. I mean, I don't even know these guys.
I don't either.
I do this shit with Tom Myers. I've known Tom Myers like 15
what,
fucking
years. What, a plug
years.
Is bad for getting a little traffic?
You'll get some hits.
You know goddamn well that you're just fucking laughing at these guys.
Yeah, because it's funny.
No,
it is funny.
Dude, this is like, that's like borderline, like, all right, coordinated harassment.
It's called,
like,
something
guys
else.
Guys I don't know. There's other people that we do that shit that, yeah, it's called Guys We Fucked. Go listen to that one.
Well, it's called Two Dope Queens, and
the Tom Myers
it is
thing
our
I excuse
podcast.
Because, again, I've known Tom a long time. Tom's been doing comedy. He has, like, a public persona. Like, it's very easy to find Tom. Other people have mentioned Tom before in the context
right.
that we have.
Right, right,
I'm
right.
Not, like, discovering,
right.
like, you know, two people that...
Well, are you going to edit it out or no?
No, I'm not going to edit it out because I'm okay. fucking lazy. But all in right. the future, like,
okay, all right, all
just
right.
be mindful of, like, the fact that a lot of people listen to the show and it's not cool to, like...
I guess.
Because there's ways around. If you want, you can make fun of somebody and just be vague about it. And then, like, the real psychopaths will figure out who the fuck you're talking
right,
about.
Right, right, right.
You know, don't just, like, put
it's just a good. Yeah, don't. It's a bad podcast. It's good.
it's really good.
I love it. But I guess I don't love things for real anymore. I can only like bad
things.
Yeah,
I can't like good things.
It sucks.
The only good thing I like anymore is the National Basketball Association. Stav and I went to
a
basketball game.
Wait, that's
what
it stands for?
Yeah.
I thought it said, boo, and apes.
Well, gang, we also have a show at fucking in D.C. on the 22nd. Big show at the Black Cat. All three boys will be there. We'll be having a nice fat show for you. So please come out to that. And if it sells well, and even if it doesn't, probably, we'll probably hit the road.
Yeah.
Dude, I'm excited to go on the road.
We got to do it.
I'm loving doing spots.
We
got
to book it, baby.
2018 is going to be the year of us going out to
dude,
this beautiful
country. I'm back
country.
To being a fucking spot head. You
yeah.
know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. You're,
I love doing
I'm not
comedy.
Talking, I'm not talking
you're not
about
talking
my
about
Kaposi
Indian?
Sarcoma this time. A lot of people used to call me spothead when I let my AIDS get too... I let my AIDS flare up. Sometimes I get off prep for a while just to see... I like to... I call it riding the razor's edge. You know what I mean? I get my T-cell down, count to now like 15.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And I've never felt more alive.
Oh, yeah.
I love just getting high off having AIDS.
Well, there was a... The
That's
prep
why they
bit,
do it.
That is a
it's
prep
like
that we were
wind
doing.
Windsurfing.
Remember we were saying how, what were you saying, Nick? It's a guy who takes, what is he takes prep so that he, just in case he does some gay shit.
Yeah, that was the thing I was saying.
Yeah, I'll take that shit just in case I'm tempted.
Do not say this to me.
Also, I'm in Boston this Saturday, the 16th. Still some tickets left. Please come out.
Are you a Laugh Boston?
The House of Blues? No. I'm doing the small room at the House of Blues.
Are you headlining?
Yeah.
Damn, I got to start doing more headlining spots.
Yeah.
I got to build a new hour, though, because I don't... I fucking
well, that's why
on...
we should go on tour. We'll all do, like, a half hour.
Yeah.
And we'll fucking build that
shit.
Shit.
I'm going to see if somebody will feature me.
For sure.
The thing is, I never went on the road with anybody. I was just in with clubs, and I'm right. like, I don't have a relationship with clubs anymore.
Dog, let's just go on
the
road.
Because I sent that email.
Well, instead of featuring for someone, let's just go the three of us. We have enough people that
yeah,
we
all do a half hour. We do feature time.
Yeah.
I was like, dear club owners and bookers, very few of you are familiar with this man, Richard Spencer, but I think he is the future. I know it's only 2014 and we don't know what's going to happen. But he says,
wow, you were on him that early?
Dude. Yeah.
Nick's got a whole like white supremacy prospects. Yeah. Like, Colton actually was one of them.
Colton Burpo?
Or what was his name? Keaton?
Keaton Burpo.
Buster and Skeeter.
Yeah.
What were the guys?
We had a lot of half-hearted jokes on this episode.
I thought,
walk
yeah.
through again. If you guys
I thought
Beaton
and Skeeton was the best joke in the episode. Yeah.
How about Buster Skeeton?
Buster
that
Skeeton.
Guy already had a pretty nutted up.
That's
name.
True. On the yeah. nut index,
Buster,
he's up there.
Buster
Skeeton.
Buster Skeeton and the nutty professor.
That guy.
Wow! Remember that thing where a building falls on him, and then he comes.
You should host a show on Turner Classic Movies. Where you're like, remember when Charlie Chaplin, he's like, he's trying to, but the Murphy bed won't close.
Oh, yeah, that's pretty good.
Folks.
Remember, fuck.
Yeah, there you go.
Groucho Marx.
Thanks for listening, everybody.
The mirror thing he does.
Remember when,
and he's like, it's a guy, it's another guy, and Groucho's tricking him. To make him think it's a mirror instead of him.
Is that a memory of like being like a little kid and White Men Can't Jump came on like Fox?
I used
like
to love that movie.
Primetime Fox.
Kid.
And I was watching it at my uncle's house. And my uncle lived in like Jersey outside of Philly. And the movie started. And my parents are like, we got to go home. And I'm like, but I'm like, I just started watching this. And they're like, it'll still be on when you get home because of the time zone change. And I was like, really? And they're like, yeah, of course. It'll be 2 hours earlier when we get home.
To Maryland?
Yeah. And then we got there, and of course it was like later. Yeah. And I was like, what the fuck? You just lied to me? They were like, yeah, we're not going to stay there so you can watch White Men Can't Jump. Some fucking 7-year-old's whim.
My dad did that to me with The Simpsons. It was like on at like 8:30 on Sundays, and yeah. Like I guess my bedtime was 8:30 or something. Yeah. And so he's like, yeah, I'll get them to change it.
His
for
dad
you.
Just comes up from the basement and his like shirt's off and he's got boxing gloves on and his nose is bleeding
the kangaroo.
A little bit. And there's like just a bunch of cum all over his mouth. And he's like, it's bedtime! Turn the telly off! Don't come down in the basement!
He's fighting kangaroos.
Oh no, I lost again. 0-100.
My dad has gotten beat up by a lot of kangaroos.
All right, folks.